Before Dr. Mercy and Erica come up, I wanted to briefly introduce the new sermon series for the month of August, and it's one that flows naturally from our sermon series on the Holy Spirit that we just completed. The title is a phrase from Eugene Peterson's The Message in his paraphrase of Matthew 11:28-30, where he references the unforced rhythms of grace. Our hope is to learn and grow in our Christian spirituality, which refers to how we experience God through Christ in the Holy Spirit. Peterson's phrase is beautiful as it evokes something restful, which God does in us, which is the point of Jesus' words in Matthew. Our part in entering such a rest is the stuff of Christian spirituality. Our parts require effort, but are not burdensome, as they are called forth by the Holy Spirit in us, as he issues in us an invitation to give thanks, to confess and unburden, to surrender, to tell our story of God's goodness to us, and to give our life away in service. By doing such things, things that are empowered and initiated by his grace, we discover grace upon grace. So today, Dr. Mercy and Erica are helping us look at that first rhythm, which is that of giving thanks. So once I read the scripture, we'll introduce Dr. Mercy by way of a video, and then they'll come up to speak. So listen to God's word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
My name is Mercy Wakili Isiche. I work at the University of Jos Teaching Hospital, Department of Surgery, but I volunteer a day at Faith Alive. We have quite a number of patients that can't afford surgical treatment in the government hospitals or private hospitals, and they come here. We do the surgeries free. I still remember the last one we did just 3 weeks ago. This man has carried the tumor, a parotid tumor, for more than 7 years. And this man was not smiling at all. And for the first time, when he looked at himself in the mirror and saw that he didn't have that huge swelling on his face, he smiled and everybody started laughing. We never knew this man could smile. And he was very, very happy. And that really made me feel like I need to do even more. Many patients come with all manner of cancers. And most times they come very late. Because even in the African, setting, there's a name for cancer. They call it in Hausa chuanjeji, which means it's a disease that moves like wildfire, it just goes. You can't stop it. So when they go to the medicine man says, this is chuanjeji, they just believe, well, there's nothing that will be done. And they just stay until they are very late, maybe at the point of dying before they come to the hospital. And for the women, the commonest cancer is breast cancer, followed by cervical cancer. So I looked at all the, many cancers, and I felt that let me take care of the women. And apart from that, oncology is a field where you can get to really talk to someone, minister to someone, one-on-one, because they are at a point where they need help. They are ready to listen. They are in pains. They don't know if they're going to live or survive. And it's a time that they really need someone to talk to them about God, you know, and so that even if the person doesn't get well, you know that that person is going to make heaven. So that's what made me go into oncology.
First, on behalf of our church and our community, we welcome you to Fort Collins, and we extend our greetings to the people and the family of Faith Alive.
Thank you very much, and I bring you greetings from Faith Alive Nigeria, from my husband Chris, our children, and all friends of this church. Thank you.
Thank you for being here this morning and for sharing not only your heart for what you do, helping people with cancer, but helping people with their faith. And thank you for sharing your love of God with us.
Thank you.
Many of you know I first went to Nigeria in 2008 with a team from this church. And one of the things that's probably the strongest thing that struck me was the joy that I found there. And that really surprised me. I thought, okay, these circumstances, this chewing-jiggy, aren't people going to be miserable and sad? And yes, they do have those feelings, but there's a sense of joy. And I think that the reason for that is their not only their faith, but their thankfulness and their thankful attitude to God in all circumstances. So our verse today is about giving thanks to God in all circumstances. And so I'd like to ask you, how do you do that? How do you give thanks when you have a patient come in and they have a cancer and they're very late and there's no treatment for them? How can you give thanks in that circumstance?
Well, it's really not easy to give thanks. And we've had our own share of other diseases that are incurable, like the HIV. And because of HIV, the incidence of cancer has increased. So for someone who has HIV and then on top of it is having cancer, it's like a double tragedy. And people feel sad. Naturally, they begin to blame God. Why do I have this? Why not someone else? But when they come to the hospital and you begin to explain to them why they had this illness and how they should look at the positive side of it, because many of us don't know when we would die, you may not be prepared. But when you have an illness that gives you time, you're able to prepare, you're able to make yourself right with God. You utilize the time you have with your family and do what you need to do. When you have explained that to them, they begin to see the other side of it. And many of them would come back and say, thank you, it has changed my life. And I remember a man that had prostate cancer. He kept coming and nobody would tell him that he had cancer. Because in Nigeria, people are afraid of, even the doctor doesn't want to tell the real sickness. They are worried that the patient might not even come back. So I had to explain to him what he had. And he just needed some medication to take away the pain. I wrote the drugs for him. He went to buy the drugs and came back and said, could I write a cheaper one? I asked him how much was the drug, and it was just about $7. So I decided to forfeit my lunch and gave him 1,000 naira. That's about $7. Mm-hmm. He bought the drugs, and he came back many days later and was looking for me. I prayed with him after I gave him the money, and he came back. They didn't want him to see me because he didn't book. But he stayed and waited till I had closed. And when I came out, I saw him. I said, oh, Baba, you're here. You've been waiting. Are you feeling sick? He said, no. I walked all the way from my village here just to tell you thank you, because every day after we talked, I thank God that he gave me a chance to know what is wrong with me. I have called my children. I have made up with them, and I'm ready. If God calls me today, I'm happy. And that has been, you know, some of the ways we have talked to people, and they've seen the positive side of when tragedy strikes.
Thank you. What about in your own life when something difficult has happened? I know that you lost your mother a year ago. We're very sorry about that.
Thank you.
How do you give thanks to God in that situation when you lose your dear mother?
Yeah. It's a different thing when you have to tell someone, and it's a different ball game when it's your turn. And it was very difficult for us. Every day I saw my mom going down and down, and she was such a lovely woman. She loved God. She tried to prepare our minds to make us know that she will have to go. Sometimes she would say, oh, I loaned some money to so-so and so, but he doesn't have to return it. So she's trying to tell us that if she's gone, we shouldn't ask for that money. And then I would ask her, how do you feel about this sickness? We've been praying. So many pastors came and prayed, you're not getting better. And then she would say, well, we said we want to go to heaven, and something has to take us to heaven. Who knows? Maybe this is what God is going to use to take me to heaven. And she would smile. She would ask me to sing the song I feel like singing all the time. My tears are wiped away. For Jesus is a friend of mine. I will serve him every day. And she would tell me to sing that song. Even when she's having pains and I'm trying to rub her back, I'll put her head on my lap and I would sing the song to her. And we sang that song till the last day that she passed on. And I just had peace in my heart that, you know, she's going to be with the Lord. And even though I miss her, I was feeling sad that God did not heal her for me. But I was happy that I know where she's going to. She's with him. And that one day we'll meet again. So it's now I'm in a better position to tell others who are having loved ones who are sick, or they lost them in an accident or other things. I'm able to tell them what it feels like. And my mom never got a diagnosis. It was just maybe it's cancer, maybe it's something else. Nobody was sure. And that is what is bad sometimes. You don't know what is wrong with you. But the only thing we held on to was God. Lord, we know that if you wanted her to get well, you can heal her. And if you didn't heal her, it's because it's time for her to come be with you. And we thank you for the time you gave us that we were able to spend with her. And that is what has kept me going, and my younger ones.
Thank you for sharing that. I know that's still very raw and very real to you.
You
talk about singing as a way of praising God and thanking God.
Yes.
Which, if you've ever been to an African country, I think it's probably across the board, the singing and the dancing for things, instead of just thank you, God, it's you use your whole body to express appreciation and thanks. And how wonderful that you had that song that you have with your mom. But what about when things are going well in your life, too? Because sometimes people forget to thank God when things are going well.
Yeah.
What are some ways, or can you think of a time that you can share with us what that looks like, a celebration of thanking God in Nigeria?
Yeah. In Nigeria, we depend on God for everything. Whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, you just have to depend on God for everything. You have to trust God for every morning that there's light. Just, you know, light.
Electricity.
Yeah. You thank God. You thank God that water is running and you can fetch some and, you know, store. You thank God that you're able to get transportation on time to where you want to get to. So all those little things we thank God for. So you'd see people, even on the road, dancing, singing. In the church, oh, we dance. We dance and sing. And if people go to a place where there's no dancing and singing, they feel like they haven't been to church today. Because you just feel happy when you're going out, you are still hearing the sound of the music in your ears and you're dancing as you're going out. And that's how we thank God.
And I remember one time in Nigeria going to a Thanksgiving for someone whose husband was, his diabetes was under control, mm-hmm. and he was able to go back to work, and they were very happy. And I remember coming to her church service, and they were dancing down the aisles and bringing a goat to the... Can you tell us about that? Because that... And it's called a Thanksgiving service, right?
Yes, yes. So if somebody... Even you, someone travels and maybe was nearly in an accident, but God saved them, diseases, sicknesses controlled. Maybe somebody had a surgery and it's now okay, or childbirth, or every little thing, people want to come and thank God. And they could bring all kinds of things, goat, chicken, yam, you know, everything that they could bring, they would bring. They don't have to wait until they have money. Whatever they have in their hand, they would just come and set it at the altar. And they would want the music to be played, and they would dance all the way from the entrance mm-hmm. right to the front. And then all friends would join them and dance with them up front. And usually the person on the music would give a few seconds of digging it out at the altar, like telling God, we are here, and thank you. Somebody made a joke one time when he visited our church, and he said, I believe Nigerians have some relationship with the king, David, because he's one of those that was recorded to have danced so well that he removed his shirt. And such a thing does happen in Nigeria.
So that's a public way of inviting your whole church community into Thanksgiving together. I also know in your family that you are very good at daily devotions and daily Thanksgiving. Can you let us know a little bit about that habit in case there's something of that that we might want to incorporate into our own lives on a daily basis?
Thank you. We always like to thank God every morning and commit ourselves to Him, commit our going out and our coming in to Him. So every morning we get together with my husband and the children, and we just thank God for a beautiful day. We thank God for good night rest, because you never know what can happen. You know, anything can happen during the night. And when you wake up in the morning, you say, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. And before they go to school, we thank him ahead of time that we'll all go out to the different places we're going to, and that we're going to come back and meet again together as a family in the evening. And that gives us joy, and that gives us reason to go out and do what God wants us to do. And be thankful to him for every little gift that he gives us on the way.
And how do your children participate in that? Do they sit there and just listen each day?
Oh, no. everybody is given a chance to pray. We take turns to pray. And if you have any particular thing you want us, like exams, tests, We would pray and thank God ahead of time for success. We always, you know, thank God that we believe what we're going to do is going to come out well. And even when it doesn't come out well, we still thank him because we believe there's a reason for why that didn't work out the way he wants us to. And then we thank him for showing us another way to go so that we are able to stay in line with what he wants us to do. It's not easy, but every time when we put God first and just continue to tell him every day that I want to, you know, succeed because you brought me on this earth to succeed, and I want my success to give you joy, to make you happy, because the reason we are here is to praise God, and he has helped us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let me close our time together in prayer, and then you're all welcome to come on Wednesday evening to hear her talk more about some specific issues that they're dealing with. But this morning, we really wanted this just to really be all about thanking God. Father God, thank you so much for bringing Dr. Mercy here and for her to share her heart, not only for the people that she is serving in Nigeria, but also and especially to hear her heart for you, Lord, that in all things she gives thanks, whether there are things that turn out well or not well, and that she thanks you in advance for how you are at work in her life and in others' lives. And help us to learn from her and to incorporate more gratitude into our lives to you for all that you do. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And it's appropriate to give her a thank you for being here. Thank you.